Okay. Let's now go back to the Ramban that asks on the Rambam, that he says if the makor for the Rambam is the Moma Metzia, why isn't anyone, if the Rambam is serious about it, why doesn't anyone actually count the base Chayehim as a mitzvah? Okay, that's what Ramban asks. There's no one counts, and that's the Moma Metzia on Laman Rebeis, and base Chayehim is Liman Umnis, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem. Okay? And that's what the Ramban is going on. Okay? But, you know, even before you get to the Ramban is very strange and very selective, because he doesn't quote the beginning of the Bava Metzia. He just quotes Bika Chaylim, and he quotes the Drosha, but not at the beginning. For Hodata Lametzaderech is the Gemara says Beis Chayim. The Ram doesn't quote that. He doesn't quote that Bechal. He says Mibineish Nismochim B'tot Hazos Monu B'chlau Mitzis Aseh B'kocholim Nikom Aveilim U'kfiyas Meisim בגלל הדרש הנזכר ביאמר ישאל ועודת להם איזה דרך ייחו בו בסמאס שיעשו ואומרום וזה איזה דרך זוג מילס חסודם ייחו זה ביקחולים בו זו כפוס מייסים בסמאס אלו הדינים השיעשו זו לפני מישהו איזה דין וחישבו שכל פעולה הוא פעולה מן הפעולה הללו מיץ לפני עצמו ולא יודו שכל פעולה הללו בדימיהם נכנוס לתחס מצווה אחס מכלל מצווה עשה מכלל המצווה הקסובויס מכלל המצווה הקסובויס בתירו בבייל ואום יסעלה ואף תלך הכמוב So the truth is The Rav himself could have asked the question, if the Makor from the Baal Halacha is Gedolus, is the Gemara Metzia, so why doesn't he quote Beis Chayim? So the emphasis is, we don't know that the Rav learns like Rashi in Bava Metzia, because there is a day that Talmud Torah and a lot of different approaches to Beis Chayim. So, you know, the Kasha basically is, you know, the Ramban assumes that it means umnis, and he asks the Kasha, because he learns like Rashi. So I'm not sure exactly how the Rambam learns the Gemara Metzia. We have no clue. So I don't know if we can ask the Kasha, we can't ask the Kasha. But certainly, you know, Lefnim Mishur Sadin, what did Raman think? Lefnim Mishur Sadin is also Raftalach Kamoicha. It's something else. What is it? Because the Mordechai called Raftalach Kamoicha. Lefnim Mishur Sadin. You know. The Raman himself, Mordechai, is a little bit odd. But okay, but say that I'm not getting involved. So Ramban says, Vagam Kol Om, Al Makomo Yoga Bisholim, Kmo Shehiz here, Vodato Lehem Zu Beis Chayehim. Upiushu, Shelyundu umnois yichyu. The grammar here is a disaster, okay? The word mimeno, okay, which you find in the Tfus, is not in the Kisriyad. So, you know, there's something missing over here. It could be, we'll see, it could be sheyichyu mimeno, or viyichyu mimeno, something like that, but something's missing here. Or maybe something more is missing. But the words grammatically just don't gel together. Upiusha yumadu umnois yichyu. So they added fusam imeno. Maybe they found the ksav yad and something like that. I don't know. The ksav yad doesn't say that. Ki bo gamkein yismato agzeles ladinim me'ein mish yovizu b'cheshbon ha-mitzvos. So the Pashtus is
that the Ascholo is on the Limud, not in this Askus, in the Umnus Asma. Okay? But that's a little strange. Okay? Because L'chez Lo Poshe is someone who learns Umnus and doesn't practice it, and doesn't do anything with it. L'cheira, he's just as prone to do to gzeila and dinim, unless you say it's the chpas b'salai. He can always get a job. I don't know. It's a little bit odd. The whole, you know, makes a cheshbon. It's a pashtus. It's everything. So, see, if it's a vav, so then it basically says it. V'yichyu mimena, and v'yichyu mimena means he'll learn the umnus and practice it. Okay. But if it's sheyichyu mimena, we have no clue of what he's supposed to do. But l'chel you'd assume he has to practice also. And pash to Rashi bar mitzia, lumoy umnois, Rashi's beis chayeim, lumor umnois lehispalneis boy. What, if it's a mitzvah's kavona, then he's learning, he's supposed to mechavim, l'chel he means that he learns the umnus and he uses it. L'chel, that's what I would say. The Rambam, and the Chodesh is doing learns the Rambam, because the Rambam learns like this. The Rambam learns the Kol Teiru She'eni Molocho Seifu Malastem Es Abriyes. Okay? That's the Rambam in Perigimel, so you read Perigimel of Kosev Tamatel Aloch Ayud, V'od Tziviyomu Ahov Es HaMolocho Usnei Es Rabonus V'chol teiru she'eni molocha seiv b'teilu goyis ovoi v'seiv odom zeh she'ehei melastem es abriyis. We didn't talk about learning it all, okay? So the truth is, the whole discussion melastem es abriyis is the Gemara in Kedushin Dachnamen of the Beis, and it's talking about that's the reason why you teach your son umnus. They shouldn't last them as a believer. So the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, when he wants to say, in Rashi, the umnis, shetichye boy, im isha, makish umnis li isha, im ho isha, ho omo kan isha mamish, ki kishem shematziru shechayi bon lasio isha, kachayi is to learn umnis. So l'cheira, you can't be mechandish a mitzvah through a hekish in a posik which is divrei Kabbalah. So, you know, you wouldn't want to say that. And that's the best you can do. So when Rashi says that it's Rashi in Ksuvus, Adaf Heimanav, Tzuvim Ksuvus Heimanav, Vatanzbe, Menashe, Meshatchas, the Tinoikis, the Aris, Beshavis, the Alatinoik Lalam de Sefer Ulam de Umnis. Rashi says, Lalam de Umnis mitzvahu, Tichsib Re'ei Chaim imoisha, Ashe Ohafto, Limur Umnis, Lamod Umnis, Shetichia Hemeno, Imater Ramilikdusha Ovid, Chaiv Ulam de Umnis. Okay? And the Makori is this Hekish, okay? But the Hekish, it can't be Machadish. Rashi is a mitzvah. Rashi doesn't mean it's a mitzvah minyan l'chayr, because a hekish in a pasuk in Kohelis, you can't be mechadish a mitzvah l'chayr. Chaisnet. So l'chayr Rashi means it's a dvar mitzvah. And also you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says chet shemayim muta on shin vav siv vav l'or chayim. Kagoyin cheshbon shel mitzvah v'litzot stoka, okay, let's hear that, v'shalech atinoik, v'le always lumot seifo umnus. So, the Mogen Avom, the Mishnah Brura, oi umnus, to hu nani eisek b'mitzvah, di im ein loi umnus, eisek b'gezel. It's a chiddush that's called eisek b'mitzvah, whatever it is, but that's enough b'mitzvah to call Chesed Shemayim, but it's not mean a mitzvah in a minyan. There's no raya that there's a machlokes here in the Ramban, correct? And even though the Rishonim that say that it's a mitzvah from the pasuk Vodat Lehem, there are Rishonim that quote the pasuk Vodat Lehem and they say it's a mitzvah. You know, just exactly, we wouldn't want it to happen. You find it in the Rabban, the whole discussion Machlig and Erev Shabbos for Schera. So, and he says the Chol Shemachlig B'Schera Hu Machlig V'Hu Dvar Mitzvah. Kriyamino and Vodat Lehem Zu Beis Chayeim Umnis Sheyich Yeboi Es Hader Zu Gimlis Chasodim Yeichu Bo Zu Gimlis. When a makish umnis le'elu shmamro de mitzvahu, it's not just like bikachol and everything else. The kasha v'chim shuki mitzi chal Shabbos. That's the Rabban's kasha. Rabbi also does the same type of thing. Fisher by the time lahafik the mashnog lahafik b'schoira afil erev Shabbos. Rabbi on chelik aleph sim kusariches. The Rabban is in. And the Shalat Shuvah tchilas a sefer simon samoch. Opirsha ben atam de mashenogel afli besvino the schera fil lev shabbos dishun the whole schera shalonu dvar mitzvah chashvilin lehu. Can we pray kamo the kedushim inayin shechay v'lumoy odom lebnoi olam nevom leumnois tichsi v'rei chayin yom oisha. Okay. So the same thing, you know. So it's all, but Mechayin, I don't know if you're going to make it into a mitzvah. And Derech Agav, the Ram does an amazing thing. You know, if you were replacing this inyan of not limud omnois, of Torah, called Torah Sheni Imlocha, Sefer B'Torah, okay, you would say that's what Talmud Torah is all about, or whatever it is. The Rambam puts it in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel is the Perek of Keset Torah. It's a posh, it's the Perek of Son who says that he wants to be clean the Keset Torah. And in that Perek, the Rambam says, Kol Torah She'enim HaMalacha is Soif B'Torah, Soif M'Lasim Ezabriyas. So L'Chayr, the Rambam is Lav B'Davka, that's a Din Davka in Keset Torah. The Rambam says, even in Keset Torah, it's also called Torah She'enim HaMalacha, Sefer B'Torah. So, all I just want to tell you, all these discussions back and forth about mitzvahs, the Rabban, Raviyah, and you see the Tashbetz in Ovis, on Oivis HaMalacha, he quotes also Vodat Lehem. But there's no one of all the Monei mitzvahs that quotes Limud Umnois as a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Everyone's very says it's a Dvar mitzvah, so it's not a problem of Chilul. So it's not a problem of Chafasech or Chafse Shemayim, but. So L'Chaira, whatever it is that's what the Ramban's proving, that from Atzat Bilum, you're not Mechadish a Mitzvah. Okay? Derech Agav, you don't find anyone who's Moinah Rabbi Yishmoel of Hanigbe Minik Derech Eretz. Okay? I think of Shatz Poshet. Because I think this comes back to the Ramban. Okay. Is that a Sipu Dvorim? V'chalta v'savoti shomu lachem? It's V'chalta v'savota is ta'atzivu, the whole, it's a Sipu Dvorim that if you're going to come to Seva, you should be very careful that you shouldn't come, and if you come to Boi Bakodesh Baruch Hu, what's going to happen, okay? So, you can't L'Chaira, in the Ramban's Klal, this is a classic application, on Ramban's Klal, that you can't be Mechadesh HaMitzvah when Pshuto HaMikra goes the opposite. So you can say a drosh and I smach the ba'almul if you smell hanik by minig their chetz, but you can't say it's chamitza. A minion. Just another short point, okay? Rashi, that's Rashi in Baba Metzia. Rashi in Baba Kama says, Beis Chayeim is Talmud Torah. Which is Mamash Apella. Because the Mechilta L'Chayra is Mefurish not like Rashi in Baba Kama. Because the Mechilta says, has at the beginning a drosha about Talmud Torah, and then quotes Beis Chayeim. So Beis Chayeim can't be Talmud Torah, because it's two separate things in the Mechilta. Mechilta, that's where it goes. V'odat lehem et ha-derech yelchobo ze Talmud Torah. V'es ha-mais yasun ze mais etei. Devi Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Loza, Amudo yoyim v'odat lehem choydu lehem Beis Chayeim. He says Talmud Torah is that, and they're disagreeing, so it can't be. That's what Rashi Baba Kama says. So you have to come to grips with the thing, with the Mechilta. Unless you want to say Rashi doesn't mean that it's Talmud Torah, real Talmud, Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah, but it means Beis Medrash. And the emes is l'chayr that's shot in Yireim anyway, because the Yireim in Sefer Yireim in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Kuf Nun Dalet ve'amir bov metzia be'el metzia is Tani Rav Yosef v'odat lehem zichayeim pirush beis medrash beis hamedrash, and the Mashal goes about to explain why he does that, but he mefurish says that it's beis medrash.
What does beis medrash mean?
That's the question, what it means. Okay, so the Mashal says avo beperek agoizel kama pirush rash v'dat lehem nami tam tam tera וזוי בית חייהם עין שלום כי היא חייך ואיף שהוא טוב הנויסף הרי שדקרו וזו בית חייהם מש מדהיינו לקבוי להם פוטי מדרוש של תלמוד תורה. So the Ramasho is ready to say that shot in Rashi. Now I found something, but it's a little bit, it's the same type of thing, but a little bit, there's a seichel tape. In on the Pesuk in Yisro, Vadat lehem ze beis chayem, hodiyom zmanim sheyelchu lebote kenesiyos lebote midrashos ulaharis pnei es Hashem b'mokom hasheyivcha v'zeich ledovo gam chasida b'shamayim yodu moadeho. It's the various times the one that's miyuchad lidovek b'kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what Beis Chayeim means. Okay, b'seida. You know, you tell a Beis Medrash whatever you want. Talmud Torah is also a way to be dovek b'kodesh Baruch Hu. The question is, what does it all mean? Okay, but he's not limited. You see, the Yireim is a Beis Medrash. The Sechel Torah is about the Knesiyah, is about the Midrashes. Okay. Now, let's move on. I just wanted to show you that, you know, whatever you want, you know, it's very clear in Chazal that umnis has a very important place, and that kilu is oising dvar mitzvah to Rebbe Makir at Talmido, but umnis, the Gemara Makis, and the Gula, whatever, you know, it's very clear that there's a dvar mitzvah over here, okay? You know, and to deny that is just, you know, I don't know. That's what Chazal says. Okay? Now, the Rambam said, in Shoresh Av, V'chein Me'e Brochis, V'chol Yorim, V'nichom Aveilim, V'biko Kholim, U'kfuas Meisim, V'abosh Salumim. So, and he's Masig, on Kluas Mason. Okay? Which you want to talk about. And Shurish Beis, he says that Kluas Mason is B'chal the Drosh in the Gemara Metzia. That's where he learns the Halach of the Deiris. And that's why the Halach of the Deiris is Moinen. And he says, no, it's a Drabonim, correct? And no, it really is. Rabban says, no. It's B'chal V'Aftarach HaKamoich. It's a Drabonim, but it's B'chal V'Aftarach HaKamoich. That's what happens here, correct? So comes Rabban, Vani Tomeya. Lomo hiski hogav bichlau chuvosoi kvuas mesim. Ki kvuas mesim bivadai yesh bo mitzvah say. Tichsiv kikovo tikbuena bayamahu. Vizu mitzvah say. Doshua bisifri umon arav. Okay? So he says, what does the Rambam want? He himself counts it as a mitzvah. Okay? So a priori, when you look at it like this, it's what they call in Yiddish an eyes in the kasha. You know, he left Mamish, he took the Rambam, you know, what does the Rambam want? Okay? But when you think about it, I have no clue what the Ramban wants. Okay? Because the Rambam is coming here to be masik on the Halachos and Deiros. So you don't ask what the Rambam is moina. You ask what the Halachos and Deiros is moina. Lechera. That lechera is what the issue is. That the Rambam is dealing with. And the Maisa, you will not even find in Halachos and Deiros the mitzvah of Kavura even by Halachos and Deiros. He doesn't quote it b'chlau. See, he has a minion of Elu, Shehem, B'mises Bezdin. Each one, each of the Dal Mises Bezdin, as mitzvahs, Kuvasei. See, he has all the different Chiyuvim, Averes, Shechayim Mises Bezdin. But that's the mitzvah is not mitzvah bezin, you understand yourself. The mitzvah is those, he has in the Ascholos, okay? In the Ascholos, he has Elu, Shebe, the Skolim, and Elu, Nechnokim, and Elu, whatever, you know, the Skolim, whatever, okay, correct? And when you get to the Parshas, he has the parsha of Sanhedrin, Vedini, and the Foshes. So, you would say the chelik of that parsha is Laro Gamachui Misa Vulikvoisai. And that's his mention, okay? And then, so, you know, you'd want certainly the Baal Lachim does have a mitzvah of Kavuas Mesim, okay? So you can say it's part of the Hedrash, you can say that this Kavuas Mesim over here, that's what it means. That's what you get the impression Rabban's trying to say. But L'chere is mad because the Ramban himself is the one that says that the Baal Lachim does, he doesn't count them all, but everything is B'chal V'lachta B'drochot. And the Ramban says everything is b'chal v'yachterach kamoicha. And one of the things that the Baal Lachos goes quotes in the middle of that list is Kfuas Mesim. So how can he, in one hand, say that the pshat in everything that the Rambam is quoting in that drosha is v'yachterach kamoicha? He says like the Rambam, okay, but he says the Bahag never meant to count it as many mitzvahs. And so he meant to count the mitzvahs, or the Bahag meant to count as on the Blach and Medrocha. And the middle of the list of all these mitzvahs, he counts Kfuas Mesim. So L'chor Kfuas Mesim is the Gemara in Seita, and that's Kfuas Mesim. So how can you hit the Rambam as saying you also count it as a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about who gives, and we'll see what he's talking about. But he's not talking about the Gemara and Seita. Rabban Mamish Apella. You know, when you look at the Kasha first, it says, wow. But then you think about it, I don't get it. Because he says, Lelechet Bedrocho, Lahal B'Sharuim, Likbo Mesim, Lenachim Abelim. So, you know, if Likbo Mesim would be the end of the list, okay, you can say it's something else. But he says, Lelechet Bedrocho, and he learns the Pshat and the Bahag, is Lelechet Bedrocho, that all these are not seven mitzvahs, but everything Lelechet Bedrocho. So what do you want from the Rambam? The only thing that I'm counting them as separate mitzvahs, okay? But then, if the Bahag says it's not a separate mitzvah, the Balach is only meant to say it's Lach B'drochov, so what happens in mitzvah of Tfura, according to Ramban? So he's going to say that it's part of the mitzvah and Hedrin Din and the Foshes. So, you know, so I don't get what he wants. The issue is everything mentioned in mitzvah B'bob Mitzvah is a separate mitzvah or not? But that's not the issue of Ramban. So I don't get what Ramban wants. Bani Tamea, Lomi Hiske Rab Chal Tishuvosek Fuis Mesik Bavade Yesh Mitzasei. This is Kovok Tereda Bayomaru to Mitzasei Tashu Besifri U Bonu Rav Ukva Hevi Rav Zal Ma Shedoshu Menanitle Leshar Mesim. So he's learning that Kilo in the middle of this list when he's saying they're not separate mitzvahs, and it's part of in the middle of this, he's quoting the mitzvah of Kruis Mason. That's what he's doing. That's what he says. Yeah, and that's what he learns. All right. V'im Hashem hikbet al-rav al-ba'al v'nei sh'om ha-kruis meisim. Not about the context, but he writes Kruis Mason. L'om ha-kruis meiso. Shame is high, well, a corveim, zugamzu, and a tailor. Shame mokum craven, vadai, alei mutelis, avol im, ancham craven, ye, mace mitzvah, mitzvah say, shaloi de kapesa, humilo, the coin godo, the nozir, the chmiru bo, yese, visham mitzvahs. So he's learning, and that's not for us now, he's learning the pshat. The reason the mitzvah asay kfur is a deicha. That's what he says. Okay? But that's not your issue. Okay? But I just don't get how in the middle of the list you say the pshat is that it's v'lach in the bahag. You say it's not halach the medrochav. You say it's v'lach. Let's say it. Okay. But that's what he says. Our balach is a good. So it's seal a mitzvah or elu v'lach to bedrochov. She mitzvah say beemis. Cause the lechet drochov lahabash arumim v'likva meisim anachem avelim v'likva meisim u mitzvah achas heim. Ramban. That's the words of Ramban. V'zumi mash omer v'gemor seita, and he says omer Rabbi Chamo b'Rabbi Chanino. My dichsi v'achashem lekechet elechu v'chi efshel l'odom leches acha kodesh boruch hu elma kodesh boruch hu ma'am shalom ha'fato ha'al b'sharumim ma kodesh boruch hu v'ak ha'cholim ha'fato v'ak ha'cholim ma kodesh boruch hu koi v'meisim ha'fato tik b'meisim ma kodesh boruch hu menachem aveilim ha'fato tenachem aveilim mikan hotzi oisom umona mitzvah. But what's koi v'meisim? That's malach b'drocha. Just take the Ramban himself. It's almost like a bohoy of a chaglov over here. So I just don't get it. Okay. So we have all the kashas. We don't know. Let me go on, okay? What I want to go on now
is let's assume that the Ramban, what he says, and let's try to understand what the Rambam and what the Ramban is. But, you know, I just don't understand the Kasha. Okay? I don't get it. Okay. Next. Let's just see, let's take it for face value. What is he asking on the Rambam? He says that the Ram is also Moine the Mitzvah's Kavura, but Minyan HaMitzvah's. And why is he Chedah the Bahag? And the Ram's Mitzvah's Kavura is Lab Dafka Harugi Bezdin, but it's also Shal Mason. And it's also Mufurish B'Talmud that Shal Mason, the Alfin and Shal Mason, may Harugi Bezdin, the Gabi the Lav. And he says, who are din the assay? If you look at the Ramban, that's what he's saying. They shouldn't machal. And then the Ramban says, v'im toim v'shem v'hikvid, maybe it's the difference between meso and stam meis. Then he says, that stam meis, what you see, that meis mitzvah is because the mitzvah kavur is doicha. And that's what's going on. This to me is very odd. Is the issue between the Ramban and the Rambam how to define what the mitzvah kvura is, and he's having polemics that not the mitzvah kvura is not only, it's not only to be kriver may say haugi bezdin, but it's also your meis and sham meisim. That's what they're having polemics about. L'choy, that's what it seems, correct? Well, let me ask you something. When the Ramban writes that so unsafe on Midrash, what's his purpose over here? He's out to dissect the Rambam, and every time he looks at a Nusach HaMitzvah and see whether he agrees with this Nusach or doesn't agree with this Nusach? Or his interest is that the Minyan HaMitzvah Bahag to be the fortress for the bastion to protect the Bahag. Okay? So, the issue, what is the Rambam being masik on the Bahag? Is it about Nusach HaMitzvah? Or the Rambam is being masik about the Minyan HaMitzvah? He's saying what he says is the Raisa, I say it's the Rabban. And the Rabban's whole argument is about what is subsumed under the mitzvah's kvura, which is also, it's over Shalom min HaTayna. You don't find, you know, that's not the Rabban's place. Not to discuss what the mitzvah is. The truth is, you know, in Tefillah, he says, you know something? I hold there's not minyan mitzvahs. But if you'd be ready to accept it, maybe you should say it's a different nusach, okay? Well, the Maisi knocks it out. But that's not what his whole asogi is. The whole Ramban is about knocking out mitzvahs. And this whole issue is just about what is mitzvahs for. And the truth is really relevant. Because whatever that is, the Bahag then is mentioning it. And if the Bahag is mentioned, you have no problem. So, you know, so what's the issue? He's finished. If what the Bahag says is against what he said before, it's not referring more in Saita. But he's told Mrs. Kvoros, whatever it is, that's what it is. What does he have to, what's he fighting about? You know, unless he says that the Ramban, Ramam really should have said that it's a Mrs. Kvur, and he would have accepted, he would have agreed with me. But since it says Kvur is Mason, and Kvur is Mason not a mitzvah, so it must be the Gemara Seita. But that's what he's doing, really, okay? Okay. That's very odd. But that's what's happening. He's saying
that, you know, the reason why the Rambam did what he did, because he said Kfuas Meisim. So Kfuas Meisim cannot be the Mitzvah Kfuah in general, because the Mitzvah Kfuah is Dachar Rugi Bezdin or whatever. And since it says Meisim, so it must be referring to the Gemara Tzaita. So a Mela, or not the Gemara Tzaita, it's after Ach Kamoicha, and the Gemara Mitzvah and Shalom Aisa. That's what he's trying to do. It's a very odd argument. He's trying to prove, he's using it, you see, it's not really, he's trying to be massing on the Rambam's definition of the mitzvah. He says, but the Rambam's definition of the mitzvah might have misled him to misinterpret the Bahag. But that's also zany, because he himself doesn't learn that shot. Okay? I think that's the best I can do. You have to assume, maybe what he's doing, maybe, you know, the best that I can do here, I don't want to leave the Ramban, you know, like, you know, maybe the best that you can be doing is, even if you're ready to say, let's do it like this, even if you're ready to say that the Pshat and the Bahaloch, this is not the way he learns, not the way Ramban learns, the Lech B'drocho, everything the Lech B'drocho, but the separate mitzvahs. Okay, the separate mitzvahs. Okay, and it's not the Gemara Tzaita. Okay, but it's more of a Metziah. Let's take the Rambam the way he learns it. The Rambam says other than the Bahag that it's the Gemara Tzaita. Okay, correct. But the Rambam learns it's more of a Metziah. So he says, if you want to take, even if I accept what you say, that the Rambam is attacking the Baaloch Lilis with the Rabbonans. For Bika Chilim, okay, the Rabbonans and Gimel Chassadim or whatever, okay. But Kfuas Meisim, if you're looking at it as a separate mitzvah, and you disagree with my approach to Gemara Tzaita, which is what you're doing, once you do that, then you can take account as a separate mitzvah, it's not a Rabbonan. That's that L'chayr is the Pshat and Bahag. Even though it sounds strange, but L'chayr, that's what Ramban's trying to do. Ramban says, Manashach, if you accept me, okay, then I say the Bahag is only one mitzvah. But the Rav is fighting with the one mitzvah that it's many mitzvahs. And he says he's counting the Rabbonans, and he hits the Baalos and Dervis, he's counting the Rabbonon of Kfuas Meisim. Okay? He says, V'zeicha v'isai, and the Makor is Mova Metziah. So, I'll tell you that Kfuas Meisim is a separate, and each one is a separate mitzvah. So, Kfuas Meisim, if it's a separate mitzvah, it's a Deraisa. In other words, he said, you don't interpret like me. That's what he's doing. Okay? It's not that you take the Bab, it's not that you can't ask the Rambam and obey, because it's a different ploy. He says, what do I think of Shana the Bahag is this? But the Rambam doesn't learn like that. And the Rambam, the way he learns the Bahag, I could ask him, you know, and the reason why he doesn't learn the Bahag, the way, in other words, I can accept, if you're ready to accept the separate mitzvahs, I'm ready to accept that everything else is the Rabbonim. But to say the Kfuas Meisim is the Rabbonim, I'm not ready to accept. And that's the issue. And he says the reason why the Rambam does it is because the Rambam learns Kfuas Meisim. If that's the reason, that's not what the mitzvah is all about. Okay? That's why it's not a polemic about what the mitzvah is. He's not having polemics with the Rambam about what the definition of mitzvah is. But because of the Rambam's interpretation of mitzvah, he's forced to interpret the Bahag the way he does. That's what he's asking. Okay? You say that? Okay. Now we get started. The Rambam, if you open up the Rambam in the Protea Mitzvahs and the Minyan HaKotzer, it's very clear that the mitzvah, the Aseh and the Lois Aseh, is an Arugi Bezdin. And the Rambam in what the Ramban is being masig on is the strange lashon of the Rambam in Mishneh Torah in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Tezvav Aloches in Mitzvah Say Likvo Es Kalu Kol Halugi Bezdin B'Yoyim Ariga Shneem Kikovet Tikmerav Yom Ahu. And then he goes, that's the essay, right? The essay is Halugi Bezdin. And then he flips and talks about the Lav Halugi Bezdin B'Lvar El Kol HaMeilin Es Meisai. He flips, he talks low, and he always talks about Loisa. That's the Ramban is. Who I didn't I say? You can't be Machalik. However, the Ram in Hilchos Ovil seems to say that even the Asay applies to Meso. In two places. First of all, in Perek Yudbeis in Hilchos Ovil, Halacha Aleph. Avun Siva Shalo Yikpo Ein Shemen Loi Shakfura Mitzvah Shneema Ki Kovetik Pleno. And also, you look at the beginning of Hilchos Ovil, where the Rambam clearly says that the reason why he put the Hilchos Avelos in Sefer Shoftim is because this Sefer is Me'ein Akvura Shehi Mitzaseh, and he's talking Hilchos Avel, and he's talking about Tumas Mes. So that also leads you to think that the Mitzaseh does apply to Shakurim. So Rambam, when you look at the Rambam, you're very, very confused. And what I want to do, I'm not sure if I'll have a chance to finish it tonight, is to have some order over here in Rambam. The truth is, in the Lois Sasei, Mina Mitzis, it's very clear that it's only talking about Halugi Bezdin, just the opposite of Mishneh Torah. By Mitzis Samach Vav, he says, Hilnu Me'azoiv, O Melaniach HaTolui, Al Eitzer, to leave the person who's Nitla on the Etz, Kedei Shalo Yichadesh, or something. I think there's a better translation I have later. One second, here it is. This way, Kapo translated. Some of both. Okay. So the whole thing is Halugi Bezdin. And the question, what happened to Mishneh Torah? What's going on? And the strangest thing, when it comes to the mitzvah, say, by mitzvah, Reish Laman Aleph, he should be born Likbo Halugi Bezdin, Biyom Shihogu, Vuhu Omo Yisale Kikobo Tikber Vuhu, Vuhosh Tzifri Kobo Tikber Mitzvah, say, Vuhu Adin Bashan Shah Mason, Koimishik Vok Komeis Misa Biyom Mase. So it means it's everyone. It's not every Meso. Lachin Yiko Hames. She'ein mishis asik kfulasei meis mitzvah kloima meis she mitzvah kolal mekorvoi lo omu yisal kovo tikburenu. So that's absolutely unbelievable. What does the Rambam want? Now, but besides everything else, one question is, you see, the same way I asked you at the beginning, what is the agenda of the Ramban when he's writing Sefer Mitzvos? It's to be the bastion, of the Bahag, okay? And what's the Rambam trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you dinim of Meis Mitzvah. The Rambam's not trying to tell you dinim. The Rambam's in Shemini HaMitzvos. At the best, he's interested in the Nusach HaMitzvah. But he's interested in Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct? So what does he have to tell you?
this whole, what does he want with this whole discussion? Besides that it's schwer, you know, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah, you know, the Hugi Bezdin, or is it the Mesa or Shal Mason? But what does he want? What does he need this for? However, it's very clear that the Ram quotes in Prote Mitzvahs and Minya Kotzer, Likbo Hanehag Nemitzase, Likbo Gleshlam and Alf, Likbo Hanehag Biyoimoy, Shinemaki Kobotik Beramahum. It's very clear in Minya Kotzer. It's only Haugi Bezdin. And when he gets to the Loisase, it's also he only sold them. Shaloyol not sold about eights. Shademolik sold Niblos al eights. Very clear. In the Prote Mitzvahs, there's no zecher of mitzvah of krivov of a kfuas krivov. Heine mitzvah say, heine mitzvah loisase. In Reish Hilchos Sanhedrin, he writes the mitzvah say by Ugi.